Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
Looking for a heist story, but something super random, like super random people, super random location, all that.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here with Jamie. Did they ever get your order wrong? Do they always deliver the way that you anticipate?
I feel like we do. I mean, they're doing pretty good. We probably need to redo the opening. She's
little,
grown up now.
Little kid Avery. Now we have like little woman Avery.
Yeah, she sounds more the part of an actual drive-through worker now. So maybe we need to redo that with a little more attitude.
I know that we're not here to talk about relationships, but can I just say publicly, like, I like your kid, man. She's good times, and I think we're friends.
One out of four. That's a good ratio that I got one right.
Well, I mean,
she's great. Her sense of humor is much more like ours.
She's like my buddy. Like, when we meet up and she's there, it's like I can just talk to her like I'm talking to you. It's fun.
No, I completely agree.
We spill the tea. She keeps me informed on all the drama.
She does know all the drama. And I don't know if you know about today's drama or even how close it is to where you grew up. So,
well, we're going to go to Nolensville, which I have no idea where that's at. So I was hoping you could inform me.
It's in Williamson County. It's more in the middle of Tennessee, like almost the exact center, both lengthwise and height of Tennessee.
We East Tennesseans, we look at Tennessee. There's East Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, and West Tennessee, and they might as well be three different states. But why don't you get the ball rolling?
Yeah, so Nolensville's in the middle of Tennessee, and this is where we see a heist pulled up by some very organized criminals. And this is a small town. It was pretty stunning. This is about the South African Theft Group, SATG, which is a criminal organization known for their sophisticated and calculated burglaries. On May 22nd, members of this group reportedly broke into a bunch of homes in Nolensville and made off with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and jewelry.
And these are not your typical smash and grab burglars. According to the Nolensville police, these thieves wore work vests to disguise their identity and help them to blend into the neighborhood as if they were there for legitimate reasons. Surveillance footage shows that their getaway car, which was a gold Honda Odyssey minivan, that it was arriving on the scene, and then moments later, two men exit. They exit a house and then that they had just burglarized, and they're casually walking to the van in their reflective orange vests. So they're not like making a scene. They're trying to blend in. They're moving in calculated movements. Like if these guys are running from the house, that could alert others to a problem.
Right.
They're here for a good reason. Sergeant Josh Combs of the Nolensville Police Department explained that this group specifically targets business owners who are known to keep large amounts of cash, jewelry, and designer goods in their homes. And in this case, the thieves had done their homework. They picked this house because they knew the owner kept a large safe inside of it, and they came prepared with cutting tools, and they managed to open the safe and stole over $400,000 in cash and family jewelry.
That's so sophisticated. It makes me think about the Italian Job, where they're working on breaking into safes, and they are so careful in how they plan this. They observe their targets for weeks, learn their routines, learn the makeup of their home. It's not a random act. They knew where they were going, who was going to be there and who wasn't, what they were going after, and how to get it. This isn't the first time that the South American Theft Group has struck in Tennessee. A couple months before this incident, a similar group hit Brentwood, which is an affluent area outside of Nashville. In that case, thieves wore disguises, including road workers' reflective vests, and one had on an Amazon delivery uniform.
I mean, an Amazon guy might as well live at my house at this point.
Right?
There's one always on the property.
They know my dogs, so that's how you know they're here a lot. They even used Wi-Fi programmers to help disrupt security cameras. They carried a massive safe to their getaway car and then vanished without anybody seeing them.
So the Brentwood Assistant Police Chief, Jim Colvin, he described the group as well-organized and highly trained. It's almost like they had made this their profession and they were good at it. These criminals didn't just randomly choose their targets. Like we said before, they conducted thorough intelligence gathering, so they knew exactly who to hit, when to hit. And that's the most important, is if you know their work schedules and you know that on Tuesdays between this time and this time, absolutely no one is going to be home, then that makes it the perfect opportunity.
Timing's everything.
The investigation into these burglaries also revealed that the same group had also just broken into another nearby home. This time they only stole $2,500. And you look at that and you're like, well, that's a lot less. But I think it really goes to show just how bold and brazen this group is.
You know, it makes me think about when I go to a store to buy groceries, spend what feels like $500 on groceries, and then I get up to the register and I'm like, what's another $250 on this candy bar? I feel like this was their candy bar on the way out of the neighborhood.
You know, you never pass up an opportunity.
If anybody has information, please contact the Nolensville Police at 615-776-3640, as they still haven't caught them. They just know it's this group. What are they doing in the middle of Tennessee? I feel like you can get more money in a big city, but maybe that's easier to get caught.
Brentwood is a subdivision, not a subdivision, but like a suburb of Nashville. Brentwood's,
I know, so, I'm familiar with Brentwood, not Brentfoot, but Nolensville I'm not. And that seems hard to get to. Brentwood wouldn't be.
Yeah. My family lived close to Brentwood, and that's like where Dave Ramsey lives. So it's a pretty, pretty nice neighborhood. Yeah,
Taylor Swift has a house there, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I don't think they rob those.
Well, why not?
Why not? Yeah, so I don't know what they were doing in Nolensville. Brentwood makes sense, but still on the lookout for catching these guys. As far as we know, they're still on the loose, and they're still robbing houses and may as well still be in Tennessee.
Jamie, I got a quick question. Like, if I'm a highly successful business owner, why wouldn't I keep my money in the bank? I mean, do you really distrust banks that much? Like, I'm not going to keep $500,000 worth of valuables in my home.
Yeah, that seems unnecessary and unsafe, but...
If I have that much money, I'll just own my own bank,
right?
And keep all of it locked up in a better safe.
Yeah, I can't wrap my mind around this, but if I have that much money, maybe that's pocket change to them. Maybe it's like finding a nickel at my house.
Fair enough.
All right, guys, we appreciate you. This is an ongoing investigation, and if there are updates, we'll let you know. But this has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.